Father, in his name we come and we delight. Oh, Lord, it pleased you to bruise him. He was bruised and became sin for us. Lord, what could we say except I believe? Thank you for that beautiful faith that comes only by and through the Lamb of God. Lord, and it never changes. The beauty of your grace that you continue to tell us throughout our lives. Look to the Lamb. Look to the Word. Believe him. Hear him. Hear my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Lord, thank you. You have given us this hour to come and enter in Jesus' name. And as you've promised, you're in the midst of us. Lord, thank you again for this treasure that we have, the word of your grace. And as we feast upon it, Lord, it builds the masterpiece of grace that will come forth for you and you alone. We thank you and believe you in these things. Lord, open our hearts as we come. God, help us to believe your word. Help us to just wade out into the deep. We thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, if you'll open your Bibles this morning, we're going back, as I referred, and I should say I prepared you, on Wednesday, Ephesians chapter 1. And in Ephesians chapter 1, we have this first prayer that the Holy Ghost put on the Apostle Paul's heart. And oh, what an all-powerful invitation it is into the riches of the glory of the inheritance of God in us. And let's begin reading from the 15th verse. He says, "Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Now I stand here in amazement to think that this would be poured out for us, but how could I ever even doubt the love of Christ to us who believe? Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that marvelous to us who believe? Praise God. He has given us the same power that was wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. All that power for us and to us. All that power for all wisdom is what this is saying. And for all knowledge, not just some wisdom and some knowledge, but to draw us into that all-knowing understanding of that one thing, the riches of His glory, His inheritance in you. In you. That's what all this is about. That was all that joy that was set before Him. That's why, praise God, all the power of heaven was given to raise His Son, because of the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in you. Oh my, oh my. And He's given us all the power of heaven to have it. We read it here. It's laid out for us. So how could we not believe it? How could we not believe it? Drawing nigh in full assurance. Amen? Drawing nigh in full assurance of faith believing. Over and over in the Word of God, He tells us, to them that believe, to them that believe. Not that work or strive or try to do great things. Just that beautiful faith. The beautiful response of receiving the heart of the I Am. I love you, and I love you so immensely, let me tell you. And as He tells you, and as He opens your ear to hear and your heart to believe, receive it, take it, and don't doubt it for a moment. But He's given us all this, amen? He's given us all the power of heaven to have it. I thank the Lord. He tells us and assures us, I have given you all grace. All grace. And it's not predicated on how good you are. He said, I give you all grace always. Always. Oh, I thank Him always. Yes, it's time to wake up this morning. Praise God. I've given you all grace always. I've given it always for all sufficiency in all things to superabound to every good work. I can't lose in Him. I can't come short in Him. Praise be to God over and over. Honey, it's all grace. It's all grace. It's all grace. I was going to wait to come apart, but I don't know. It might not last long. Now, He gave us all that because He gave us the same power. The same power. Not a power, but the same power that was given, praise the Lord, to raise our precious Jesus out of hell and set Him at the right hand of God. And brothers and sisters, I can conclude that means I got the full power of the backing of heaven. Now, what is so beautiful here that the Lord has touched my heart this morning? Jesus was given this power as a man. Jesus was given this power as a man. Yes, as one of us. He had to be made a man to die. Jesus, very God of very God, very man of very man, absolutely. But He had to be made a man to die. He had to be made one of us, and He was made one of us, and He died. And He was made one of us, and praise God, He was raised. He was raised, praise the Lord. He didn't just show us the way. He lived for us the way. That's the beauty of Him. He lived for us the way in everything. This was very God of very God. Think of that again. That could have called 100,000 angels. But He chose to die gladly, joyfully, willingly. That helpless lamb. Amen. On that cross. And then in hell, He could have, let me tell you something, He can do anything. And He could have raised Himself, but that resurrection would not have compared to the power of the Holy Ghost raising him. The power of the Holy Ghost raising him. It could not compare. Oh, yes. Once again, the same Holy Ghost power that he's given us. Brothers and sisters, he lived this for us. He lived the power for us. And praise God, because of that, I know I can and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's beautiful. It's right there. I have in Christ the Holy Ghost resurrection power for everything. Everything. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Every mistake, every bit of guilt, everything that I wished I hadn't. Praise God, that wonderful power of the resurrection is always there to raise me. Now, this same Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, is what encouraged him. And in that, Jesus chose the cross. And I thank God in this, he chose the better resurrection that only the Holy Ghost could bring. And I'll tell you, this is going to get good. Now, why did I say that, this better resurrection? Because it was only, you have to receive this. This is the word of God. This is the way it had to be. It was only going to be by the Holy Ghost raising him that he could be raised and that he could be seated and that he could be given power over everything. And then it didn't just stop there. That power that was given to raise him is the same power too that we have right now to raise us, brothers and sisters. I want you to think of it. Jesus Christ gave us his same life. Amen? Oh, yes, he did. He gave us his same power. We read it right here. Amen? Amen. Yes, he did. And the reason he gave us his same life and his same power is because he wants us to share the same throne with him. That's the purpose. Praise his name. Turn on over to Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 35, oh, thank you, God. How rich this is. Hebrews 11, verse 35. It says there that women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Now, see, there was something offered to them. It was a better resurrection. Huh? And how did it say that they received that better resurrection? They chose to suffer. They chose to suffer. Praise God. How about what's told to us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 17? One of my favorite passages of Scripture, and I'm sure yours too. How wondrous is this offering that goes on because of the power of this resurrection and because of this better resurrection. Praise be to God. We can have that power to choose rather to suffer with him, to reign with him. In verse 17 of chapter 8, it says there, and if children, then heirs. Praise be to God. I thank the Lord because of that blood. We are children of God and heirs, and it says there, and heirs of God. If children, then heirs and heirs of God. And if that wouldn't be enough, but this is a God that wants us to grow up and have everything. This is why he's given us this same very power to be raised, praise the Lord, into sharing that same throne with him. And here is the invitation. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Notice how it changed there. See, when we're born of God, we're children of the Father. But now, here we go, there's more. And joint heirs. That's the meaning of joint heirs as husband and wife. Notice with Jesus Christ. And notice, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. That's marvelous. That glorified together means exalted to the same glory. Once again, the same life, the same power. Praise God to exalt us with him to the same glory, the same throne. Oh my, praise his name. Praise his name. See right there? That's why the power of the resurrection and knowing it is so vital. Because the power of the resurrection will keep the willingness to suffer in your heart. See, the Holy Ghost is the one that lets us know and keeps reminding us, honey, the temporal sufferings, and we all got them, but it depends on how you see those sufferings. It depends on what you know and understanding the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in you. How do you see those sufferings? Is it God playing tricks on you or tormenting you? Or is it God bestowing wealth on you? And see, the Holy Ghost, he's the one that comes in and he says, oh, honey, let me tell you something. See, you take part in that fellowship of those sufferings and they're going to just be temporal. They're not even going to be worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. In you. This is the same Holy Ghost that'll come and remind you constantly that after you suffer a while, he will exalt you. Praise the Lord. That's what he's after. And see, that's the joy and peace in believing the Holy Ghost and his resurrection power. Praise God. He gets you to count those things which be not as though they were. You begin to be kind of kooky like Paul. I glory in my infirmities. When I'm weak, I'm strong. The very power of Christ is resting upon me. I want him exalted in my life. Don't you? Don't you want to exalt him? Well, I'll tell you how it happens. He's exalted when you're weak. He's exalted when these infirmities come forth. And praise be to God, we have the invitation right here. If you suffer with me, you'll reign. And praise God, I believe him. I believe him. I believe him. When I see him, I'll be like him. And this is how I see him, and this is how I know him. I know him in that power of his resurrection. Let's go a little bit deeper. Oh, yes, I thank God that we can do this. By the way, if you're visiting today, this is what an Easter sermon is in this place. And I give all glory to God. But I'll tell you what, it's not time to just give you a little bit of milk. You don't got time and you need meat. And you better start eating on it, because I'm going to tell you, it's too good. And it's for a moment, and then it's going to pass you by. I don't want to be like them daughters of Jerusalem saying, return, return, O Shulamite. She was gone. And that time's going to be gone. And I don't want to miss it. And I'll tell you, I got a love in my heart. I don't want you to miss it either. And here's the message, praise God, that'll get you ready. I'm sure many already turned to Philippians chapter 3. Good for you. Don't get a big head about it. Just thank God that his grace touched your heart to know. But I love to know and get this knower knowing even more. Praise his name. Let's go ahead and read from the 10th verse of the 3rd chapter of Philippians. Here's the Apostle Paul. Man, after some 30 years here in the truth, preaching this high calling of God in Christ Jesus, knowing him, oh my, and the mystery that was revealed to him that no one else had been given, but was poured out to sweet Paul. And in the 10th verse, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. See, there it is. I need to know him in the power of his resurrection. And in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. See, there's something about knowing this power of his resurrection. And the something is you've got to know that power, brothers and sisters. You've got to know that power if you're going to rule and reign with him. You've got to know that power. And the reason is, you've got to know that power if you're ever going to embrace them sufferings. See, you'll never know him in the fellowship of his sufferings unless you embrace that power of his resurrection first. It'll never happen. That Holy Ghost and that love shed abroad in your heart that he'll bring, you'll willingly go. You'll say, Lord, praise God, whatever it takes. You can't do that, but the Holy Ghost can. He can cause you to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I'll tell you, you'll know him in that power, and then you'll know him in embracing, praise God, those sufferings. Because in embracing those sufferings, you know you're going to reign. You're going to be with him. Praise God, what he wants, what he desires. That's what I want. He's put that in my heart. And it's not just for a temporal time. Notice, even being made conformable unto his death. That's what the Holy Ghost can bring to you. It's not just some fly-by-night, hit-and-go kind of thing. He begins to have you to treasure that crown. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Praise the Lord. He wore a crown of thorns for me. He's given me that crown. Oh, I trust him, Lord. You finish it. Now, think of this, that I may know him, and I know, and to know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And why? Why all that? If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now let me tell you something about Paul before he even got to writing this. He never doubted where he would be when he left his body. He said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He wasn't worried about going to heaven. There was a resurrection that he was after. Now in the Word of God, you're going to see the word resurrection all over the Word of God. It's wonderful. Marvelous. Many times. And that word is anastasis. Yes, it's a Greek word, anastasis. It means to rise up. Believers will be resurrected, and believers will be separated from unbelievers, whether they're Old Testament believers or New Testament believers. Praise be to God, anastasis. But this is not that word. This is the out-resurrection. And that Greek word is found one time in the Word of God, and it's found right here. One time in the Word of God, it is found right here. And it's not anastasis, it's ex-anastasis. There will be a further separation beyond this point. Ex-anastasis isn't just a resurrection, it's a resurrection out of a resurrection. That's what it is. It's something that's out of that resurrection. I love it. Here's how it's defined. It is the standing up of a particular group out of the resurrection. The out-resurrection, ex-anastasis, certain Christians will be separated from other Christians. A smaller group will be separated from the one large group. The called out will be removed from the called. One of the most sweetest, best definitions I could ever read about that word. Listen to that again. The out-resurrection, certain Christians will be separated from other Christians. A smaller group will be separated from the one large group. The called out will be removed from the called. You talk about a double portion power. This is what this is, called out from the called. And the thing that was so sad to me, this beautiful description was written, but yet it was written, and the person that wrote it, I don't believe, saw what it meant. See, without the word rightfully divided, without understanding the whole counsel of God, without understanding, praise the Lord, what was given to Paul, which is this. And what was this for? This out-resurrection is for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say, this one thing I do, I press for this, I yearn for this, this is what I want. And it's all by faith, amen, it never changes. This wasn't some activity or all these openly good works that Paul needed to achieve to get there. It was just holding fast which thou hast. He's given me this. Honey, just believe. Just believe. And this is what is so all-powerful about this. Paul says, if by any means. This is the one thing that Paul is saying here. I want that out resurrection. I want that resurrection out from the resurrection. That's why I was just rejoicing today. Lord, yes, resurrection day every day, but may this be my out resurrection today. May it be. This is what Paul was looking for. This is what he was rejoicing about. In such a small amount of time, the Lord ministered this to him, about 30 years here. And Paul's already looking for the return. He wasn't looking, well, 100 years, 1,000 years. See, that's the heart of those that are like Paul that want that crown. It's not about time. It's about God. It's not about what I feel. It's about his heart. And I know his heart is panting to come for me. And I want to be in tune with that and be ready, praise God, to take flight. Now, let me tell you something here, the beautiful thing about this. We can want that out resurrection. Oh, yes, in 1 Corinthians, I praise the Lord. You know, it tells you that every man's going to be in his own order. There's going to be ranks in the resurrection. It says one star differeth from another in glory. But what he's telling you and what he's telling me today is this offering, brothers and sisters, this better resurrection, it's for you. It's for me. It wasn't just given out there. It's precise. It's exact. He said, I'll perform it in the thing that I have sent it. He's sending this to you today. Will you receive it? Will this be something that you'll take to heart today and say, Lord, I do believe you are that personal. We call him a personal savior. How about a personal bridegroom? How about a personal one that, oh my, of all this love today, I don't care about everybody else. It's me he's talking to. It's mine. I got my own table for two. I'm glad you got yours, but I've got mine. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, this is it. This is for us. He wants you to share in that same Son glory to share with him in that power. And praise be to God, he's given us all the power of his resurrection to have that glory with him. That Son glory. I was thinking there in Revelation 19, 8. How beautiful. Speaking of that bride adorned, the wife who hath made herself ready. And it says that she is arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And in that description of that linen, it's the word lampros. Lampros. It means the most brilliant, glorious, translucent light there could ever be. Well, here you go. There's only two times that it speaks of people that wear that lampros white. His wife and he himself. That's it. Just those two. Now, the 24 elders, they're clothed in white, but it ain't no lampros white. No, it's not. The innumerable multitude, they're clothed in white, but it ain't no lampros white. Only his wife is arrayed like him because she took him at his word. She was just like that Esther. When the king looked at her and said, honey, what's mine is yours. She didn't say, are you sure? She just took it. She didn't say, why me? She didn't say, I'm not from around here. She didn't say, I was adopted. I was brought into these people. She said, it's mine. And she took it. Praise the Lord. Now, the Father of glory, he gave that to you. That's how we started this today. The Father of glory hath given us. Isn't that marvelous? You, glory. Oh, hallelujah. How could I say that? Oh, I don't look much like glory. Quit looking at yourself. Start looking at Christ in you. And you'll begin to get a lot more happy. But that's who we are, brothers and sisters. We are his glory. That's what he has given us in the new birth. His son's life in us is glory. It can't be anything but. Because all the glory is in his son, and he put his son in us. So praise be to God. I'm glory for him. And now, praise his name, he wants little glory to grow up to full glory. That's what it is. Oh, hallelujah. Full glory is right there for each and every one of us. All his children have it. All of his children have that. But the ones that will grow up, you know what they do? They say yes. They say yes to all the Spirit's wisdom and understanding and knowledge of him in the riches of his glory. It's true. You have to know to grow. You can't believe in something you don't know. If you don't know about it, you can't believe in it. That's why you have to hear. That's why the word of God said, and isn't it amazing, from the foolishness of preaching. I'll tell you what, you got to love them to listen to me. It's the truth. It's the foolishness of preaching. But he said, without a teacher, you're never going to know. Without a preacher, how are you going to hear? What is our ear availing itself to? Do we really want this? I'll tell you what, man. When he lays it out like this, I'm in. I'm jumping in. I'm not ankling here. I got to watch it. I can't get over here. I'll start running around here in a minute. But I'm not going to ankle in there. Not even going to weigh it in my knees. Anybody who's ever fished with me before, I'll tell you what. I'll take you out there and drown you. You ask Dwayne. I'm a lot heavier than he is, and he washed down the river. Another story, a bad one. But Jesus came and got him out. But see, I like going out to my head. To where you can't even see me anymore. I like that because he likes it. Oh, I thank him today. And he just might take me today, praise his name. But see, that's what it is. You have to know your birthright. You've got to know your birthright to know all of the privileges of it. Yeah, how could we not? Let's look at it. Galatians 4, verse 1. You have to know your birthright to enjoy all the privileges of it. Galatians 4, 1. Now I say that the heir, and we just read who the heir is, amen? As children we're heirs and heirs of God, children. But it says the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. It's all there, isn't it? So you can't deny this. It's all there. Praise the Lord. He's without respecter of person. He's without respecter of sons. You got full glory potential in you, but you can waste it. You can waste it. God help us not to waste it. Because he gave you all the power of that wisdom and understanding and all of it to know the riches of his glory, of his inheritance that he put in the heirs of God. He put it in you. And all he wants it to do is to grow up fully for him. Full glory. Full glory. Can't you hear him say, come on, honey. Come on. Come on. Take it. Don't delay. Don't delay. It's right there for you. So here we are. And truly, here's the Holy Ghost. He's standing right in front of us. And he is. Right in our face. Will you go? That's it. Will you go? Do you want to be called out from the called? Do you want to come unto me out from among the camp? Huh? Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou, honey, you believed. Thou excellest them all. Well, I'll tell you what. There's dynamite right there for you to lay hold of. And it's called the Holy Ghost power. And you lay hold of that, honeys, I'll tell you, man, he'll take you into the realm of wisdom and understanding, and it will not cease. He'll take you down into the mine shafts of the mother lode and showing you the inheritance of God, and the riches of glory will expand and expand until one day you hear the voice of the archangel to call you out. Now, isn't it wonderful? He died for you to have it. And he rose as a helpless lamb to prove to us the same power would do it for you. He gave us everything of his. He gave us everything of his to receive his everything in you. Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I thank the Lord today. I believe in that power. I believe in that power, praise God, to put in my heart a desire, if by any means I might attain unto that out resurrection. Out from the called. The called out from the called. And oh, what a calling is about ready to call. And I believe in that Holy Ghost power. Praise God that I'm going to hear it. As he said, unto you that believe. I believe. By the grace of God, truly, can you truly just tell him, Lord, I take your grace. I just take your grace. And I believe. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you with thanksgiving and praise. Giving you all the glory. Because he is all the glory. And Lord, you've laid out your word to us today. God, I know that your word does not return void unto you. Lord, as Peter said, some of those things that were said by Paul were hard to be understood by them that wrestle. And are unstable and ignorant in the scriptures. But we don't have to be that way. We don't. We can just believe. You're the Father of glory. And your life in us, praise be to God, is nothing but glory. I got the riches of heaven living in me. And Lord, I just want that inheritance to be full for you. Because of what you gave me when you gave me Jesus. I'm thankful today with every one of your sons. We're thankful that now we're the sons of God. Oh, we thank you. What grace, what marvelous grace to stand before you. Father, Abba, Father, you've given us the Spirit that cries out of our hearts, Dad. And we believe because this is your purpose. And you are God. And your word is true. And I thank you, Lord, that you said, I'll perform the good work in you that I have begun until the day of my Son. We give you the praise and thanksgiving in all things, always, and maybe soon face to face. In Jesus' name, amen.